Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Noach, in a different world, a world of great worry, sadness for the past, and probably greater is the worry for the future, for the Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael all over the world, but particularly for those who are Imdim al Mishmar Artzeinu, those soldiers who are standing at the borders in the north and south of Eretz Yisrael, and ready to be Maisa Nefesh to protect Klal Yisrael. I'd like to share with you something that Chaim Shmulevitz has in Siches Musar. In the new editions of Siches Musar, there's a section, Matzav Hazman, or Leregel Hazman, which is at the end. Those are the shmuzim that he said during the Six-Day War. And there, I believe in the fourth Maimer, Chaim Shmulevitz says something very powerful. He says, we know that Rochel Imenu is the one who is Mevake al Banehu, cries for her children, or cries for Klal Yisrael. And it's her cries that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers and says to her, as the Navi Yirmiya says, Mini kalech nivechi ve'nayich nidema, Rochel, stop weeping, v'shavu me'eretz oyev, Klal Yisrael will return. And Chaim Shlavis asks, why? What about the other Imais? What about Sarah, Rivka, and Leah, who certainly were as aware of the tzaris of Klal Yisrael as Rachel was? And why is it Rachel more than anybody else? Now, Chaim Shalevis says something really incredible. He says it's not similar, the feeling of pain, to feel along with people who are struggling when you're there as when you're not there. Meaning to say, even in the Shama Kedosha, like the Imais, there's a difference in how they feel along with the tzar of Klal Yisrael if they're there, if they're where Klal Yisrael is in the moment of Tzara, and if they're not there, if they're not at that exact spot at the time of Tzara. Rachel is there. She's at the side of the road. And since she's at the side of the road, her feelings of her geshem are stronger. The Imai certainly davened, obviously as well, but it doesn't come to the feeling of someone who is there. So that's what Chaim Shmulevitz in very powerful terms. That those who are in Eretz Yisrael and say they'll go to Chutz Laaretz, and from Chutz Laaretz they'll daven for those who are in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Sheker Haimaimim, it's a lie. Those who are in Chutz Laaretz and far away can't possibly daven like those who are close. And he encourages everyone to stay. And mind you, this is during the Six-Day War, a time of far greater sakana than we have today. The message that we have to take from this is the underlying message. Chaim Shalevitz is saying, if you think you could daven far away from this and daven properly, sheker haymaimim, it's not true. It's very, very difficult. It's a big challenge. It's a challenge that we have to respond to. It's a challenge that we need to realize. Those who are closer there certainly feel the mood much more and more appropriately, and their davening is different. Those who are actually on the front lines, even more so. Those of us who are so far away, we need to work very, very hard to be able to feel along with the feelings of Achenu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, the sorrow of the extraordinary losses we've had, the pain of people who are being held captive by subhuman behaving people. And the worry of so many of Achenu B'nai Yisrael, young men who are standing ready to, really to be Maisa Nefesh with great courage on behalf of Klal Yisrael. We need to be in Chazik in our tefillah. The Torah presents two psukim as a source for the mitzvah of davening. Lo'avdei b'chol lo'avchem, ezo hi avayde shibalei, zu tefillah, I believe it's Tainis Davdeis. The Gemara says tefillah is merumas in b'chol levavchem, and do a daven in loving God with all your heart. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah brings a different pasuk. It brings the pasuk of somebody who goes out to battle, k'seitzei mochama, v'risa amrav memcha. I think it's in Pashas Bahaloscha. It says, v'risa amrav memcha, sekatem mechatzaitzei. If you see a big army standing up against you, sekatem mechatzaitzei, blow the trumpets. The trumpet, says the Ramban, is the davening. And it's a davening of Shas Sfarah. It's a davening of a time of pain. We find in the Mishkan The Maisa HaMenorah Kula Mikshahi. What's most famous of all the Kelim that existed is that the Menorah was Miksha. What does Miksha mean? It means it was one solid piece. They took a block of gold and they chiseled out the Menorah. Extraordinary difficult work. And they chiseled out the Menorah. When you chisel out a utensil and it's one piece, it's much more difficult to do. It takes a lot of more work to do. But what you end up with is much stronger because it's one piece. Actually, we find this somewhere else. We find in Parshas Baleischa, Selucha Shtei Chatzaitzris Kesef Miksha Tasa Oysam, that the trumpets that were blown were also made Miksha. It must be very hard to make a trumpet by etching it out from one solid piece of silver, but that's what the trumpets were. What is the similarity between the Menorah and the trumpets, that both of them are made Miksha, that are made Miksha? I once saw, I believe in the Sefer HaJoshua Ha'ilim, I saw the following. I believe that's from Rav Zalman Sorotskin. He says the following. He says, Miksha, when something is etched out of a solid piece, it's very hard to do, but you end up with something very, very strong. The Menorah represents Limud HaTorah. It represents the proper study of Torah. It needs amelus. It needs a lot of hard work. Without Yigiyah, it's not possible to really accomplish. There are many people who learn, they're relaxed, they sit back with their coffee and cake, and they learn, okay, it's very commendable. But it's not what the Menorah is. The Menorah represents the highest level of Limud HaTorah. Torah, which the Menorah represents, Chochmas HaTorah, it requires amelus, a lot of hard work and being strong. You have to be powerful. There are a lot of moments when a person is learning and he feels a year, she doesn't understand, he doesn't get it, there's something difficult, he just doesn't get it. It requires a lot of strength, a lot of pushing, and on the other hand, it creates a very powerful Limud HaTorah. The chatzaitzris, the trumpets, are those that were used to call people to Muhammad, to battle. The sound of the tekiah from the trumpet is a call to battle. Kisavei Muhammad ba'aretzichem, uskatem b'chatzaitzris. Going out to battle requires a lot of hard work, a lot of courage. It's not easy. The amelus, the hard work, the focus, to be able to do what needs to be done is immense. A person can't make a mistake. When a person goes out to such a front, he can't make a mistake. It's like somebody who etches out. He has to make the utensil out of one solid piece, and he's chiseling. He makes one mistake, he's got to start all over again. It broke. It's not one solid piece. So to somebody who goes to Muhammad. The person who sits and learns, and the person who goes out to Muhammad Yisrael, both of them are compared one to the other. They're both miksha. They both require a tremendous amount of devotion, and not only do they require the devotion, but it has to continue. The amelus has to continue. You've got to be strong. You've got to be like iron. Davening at the time of Muhammad, the Ramban says, we learn from Musakata Mechatzaitres. So that the tefillah then too has to be the amelus, the Hatzlacha. It has to be with hard work and Hatzlacha. I'm failing. I'm not davening the way I should be davening. It should be a different davening. When I say Magen Avraham and I talk about Hashem protecting, how could it be that not every time I have the right kavana? When I say Reina Vanyenu, Veriva Rivenu, Hashem fight our battles, how could it be I don't always have the right kavanah? How could it be somebody is going out to battle, he can't make a mistake, he can't slip up once. It can be. And those of us who are representing the amelus, the support system, for those who are standing there, they need to have that same type of a power. There's actually a third miksha. Besides the chatzaitis and the menorah, the kruvim were also miksha. I don't know why. It could be the shleimus is in the connection between the Jewish people and the Shechina has to have that same hard amelus. It all goes to one place. It goes to the kruvim, which shows a love of Klal Yisrael, to Rabbeinu Shalom, where the Shechina speaks. And perhaps that's why it's all connected. But this call, the call, you got to be iron, you got to be solid, you got to be powerful. And Bezus Hashem, hopefully we will be. We'll have that Kaya Chatzila. In Flatbush, we're planning for Sunday a Atzeres Tefila, an outdoor Atzeres Tefila in front of Rabbi Landau Shul, Ashkenaz and Sfaradim, Hasidim, all parts of the Torah community, the Orthodox community of Flatbush are called to come together in one big koil to daven one mincha amrav at 2 o'clock, followed by tefillah, followed by tehillim. We need to do it. We need to make it count. We need to make it be something that will be a protection. We need the strength, the amelus, to stand and really daven a proper davening, feel a proper feeling, and feel the hegesh of Achenu B'nai Yisrael. There's nothing else going on in the world. I remember my father-in-law, Olav HaShalom, telling me that when he was in the labor camps of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, he and his friends used to say to each other, could it be that there are Jews somewhere in the world sitting at a Shabbos table eating challah and saying they're very tired and enjoying a Shabbos table? Could it be? And what was such a nightmare? Could it be? And sometimes I get this feeling, and Baruch Hashem, that sorrow was an unparalleled sorrow. And Baruch Hashem, today we're in a much, much better place. I don't mean to compare, except the hergish, the feeling that could it be that we're just forgetting what's going on, the heavy weight that sits on Klal Yisrael? Could it be? Could it be we're not thinking of Eretz Yisrael? Could it be we stand the Shemayin Esrei and don't feel that we're facing Eretz Yisrael? Could it be? It could be. Could it be that there are restaurants in Brooklyn where people are sitting and joking around and having parties? Could it be? Could it be there are people sitting watching football games when these things are going on? Could it be that there's somebody in Flatbush that they'll be watching a football game when the tzibur is getting together and a king of tefillah? Could it be there's such a human being? I don't think it could be. It shouldn't be. You have to feel. You have to be margish. It's not easy. Mifshel, you have to be tough and strong. And Bezus Hashem, we will be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please see the coming together of Klal Yisrael, the efforts of Klal Yisrael, the tremendous outpouring of financial help in Eretz Yisrael. The government wasn't ready for 380,000 soldiers to be outfitted. I know somebody in the Golan, in the army, it's cold there. It's cold there at night, and the rain will come soon. They're not ready for it. We need to get together to do what has to be done, to find honest, there are plenty of dishonest places to give money, but we have to make sure to be responsible in honest directions, to give of ourselves, to give of our finances, to give of our heart, to give of our time. And Yitz Hashem, Klal Yisrael coming together, V'yichan Yisrael as one, Ka'am Echad will be Matzliach. I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, wonderful, meaningful Shabbos, and we look forward to the Suez Tavis.